The gentleman's time has expired. Recognize the gentleman from Kansas, Mr. Pompeo. 5 minutes for questions, please.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, if folks back in Kansas were listening to this hearing this morning, they'd be amazed, talking about D4 RINs and mandates and liabilities and fining companies because they don't buy a product that doesn't exist. I mean, they'd be floored, I just have to tell you. Mr. Dineen, you talked about the RFS. Did you say there need to be no changes in the RFS? Did I understand that correctly? You said not to make broad sweeping changes. Does that go to say that you think there ought to be no changes in the RFS as well?
I think it has been a tremendously successful program. I think one of its successes is founded upon the fact that this committee gave EPA tremendous flexibility in addressing some of the issues.
So is that no changes?
Right. Yes, no changes.
No changes. So in spite of the fact that a product doesn't exist, do you think we should penalize companies for not purchasing
the product?
The product
does exist. It is being produced today. It's not being commercialized as rapidly as we would like, but EPA has had the authority to reduce the cellulosic requirement, and they have done so.
Right. It's amazing. You all talk about having reduced 95% of the requirement. Is that right? What a stunning statement to say that they've reduced it by 95. I mean, what a miss we made.
It was a pretty stunning recession.
I guess we're just not as smart on this side of the podiums as we thought we were. You also talked about how price-sensitive consumers are. In fact, in Wichita, in the radio, you can flip the radio on in the morning, and they're advertising which gas station has the lowest price that morning by 2 cents. And they'll talk about it all the time. Why do I not hear from my constituents screaming for E15 and E85 if it's such a good thing to lower consumer prices? I'll tell you, my constituents don't hesitate to call me when there's something they want. Tell me why I don't hear that very often.
Well, I think there are going to be some constituents that will want it.
Absolutely. But I'm telling you, my experience, I've only been here 18 months, I'll concede that. But I don't hear it. I was in four parades this week. Not a soul asked me about, please bring me E85.
Maybe your constituents don't want to have choice. But I think most consumers around the country want to have the option to utilize E15 if it's a lower cost, if it is appropriate for their vehicle. And we're not talking about mandating E15, and Mr. Gerard's repeatedly talked about E20. We're not talking about mandating E20. We're talking about giving consumers the choice to use it.
Mr. Dineen, that's just not right. You're not talking about giving them a choice. You're talking about a mandate. I'm happy. E100, knock yourself out. If you're prepared to give up the mandate here this morning, I'm prepared to advocate for E100. Deal? I mean, you talk about choice, but it's fundamentally misleading to say that the consumers aren't looking for choice. You're looking for a government mandate for your product.
For 100 years, we've had a government mandate for gasoline.
There's been,
what we're doing right now.
Sir, if you'll point me the statute,
Mr.
Dineen, it's my time. If you'll show me the statute mandating consumers' use of petroleum products, I'll be happy to withdraw my previous comment. You can't. You can't point to it. I've asked your organization before for that very statute, and you can't point to it. And I don't want to get arguments. Mr. McAdams, you talked about financing. Why should we not just have government financing? You said you can't get these things financed because there's uncertainty about the RFS. Just have a government loan program.
Well, I didn't suggest that.
No, you didn't. I'm suggesting it'd be easier and cleaner.
I suggested there needs to be a partnership and vision with the advanced biofuels industry, with the advanced biofuels industry, with the federal government, much like we had with the aircraft industry, or we wouldn't have airplanes today, much like we had with the space program, we would have never put a man on the moon, much like we did with the internet, or we wouldn't have the internet. There's a partnership that can take place between the federal government and this innovative technology.
Right, I'm suggesting an even deeper partnership. Why don't we just give you the money or loan it to you at a really cheap rate that you couldn't get anyplace else because the market just won't accept your product?
I'm not going to sit here and defend the loan guarantee program. I'm not so sure that model worked very well. After all of my members looked at the loan guarantee program, in all honesty, they only rewarded one.
Most of my guys felt
the transactional rates weren't right.
Mr. McAdams, you'd agree it's the same effect. We're lowering the cost of financing. You want a mandate to lower the cost of financing. It's different. The economics are slightly different, but the outcome for industries that are demanding federal mandates is largely the same.
I don't know what the combination between tax policy, grant policy is. I just know that we went through a very difficult period of time from 2008 to date.
The whole economy did. So did our consumers who were having to pay the tax bill for your mandates and your subsidies. I want to ask one other question. So we have this restriction on RFS at only certain things. I've had several folks come into my office and talk about products like Mr. Olson was talking about that don't fit today's mandate. Another way to open this up, you complain about cheap natural gas. That's caused problems because natural gas, because you don't have enough price differential. Why not just put an enormous tariff on imported oil? Solves Mr. Breen's problem. We won't be taking oil from nasty companies. I'm not advocating for this. I'm just asking Mr. Dineen or Mr. McCann, why not just put an enormous tariff on imported oil and let everyone compete across that spectrum? We'd obviously raise the price for gasoline.
If history serves me, I believe it was Bob Dole that suggested an import tariff, and it didn't receive much support.
Would you advocate for that?
I wouldn't.
Mr. Dineen, would you?
I wouldn't, but I think it does point right to the issue that we have here is that you don't have a free market when it comes to energy.
Yeah, I just disagree. I'm past my time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.